Well, I was waiting for the next opportunity, as it turns out. No, because I didn't retire, you know. I just didn't have a job, and so.
I'm sure you had more than one opportunity, considering who you are and what you've done. Why did you take the Texans?
Well, no, really, this was the opportunity that came along, and after looking at the situation, I thought it would be a good situation. And at this stage in my career, I felt like the people that I'd be working with would be key. And knowing some of the guys on the staff, you know, he had hired Vrabel before he hired me, and I know Mike, and I had a chance to meet with Coach O'Brien and talk with him to get a feel for him. So I just felt good. And Rick, I'd known Rick for a while, and like I mentioned one other time, that when Mr. McNair, he took time to come and just be here in the office, and I mean, he didn't have to do that, but he did, and so I just had a good feeling about the people, good feeling about the situation, and hopefully, if we can keep heading in the right direction, and we'll be able to build the type program that that we want.
Where are your rings?
Safe deposit box.
You wear them?
Every once in a while. Every once in a while you wear them. But they are pretty large and attention-getting, and sometimes you don't want all the attention that they bring to you. Yeah. Yeah. But every once in a while I'll pull one out and wear it.
Could you ever bring Booker so we get a picture of?
Well, all of them are not in town. So I got a couple in town, and maybe I'll bring one by sometime.
Have you ever shoved the players in since you've been here?
No.
Your thoughts
on that? The thought passed through my mind. But, I mean, you know how this business is. What you did yesterday doesn't really count. You know, it counts to a degree, but it doesn't – how it impacts what you're doing today. I mean, these kids today – it doesn't make them any difference that I've got rings. They don't have one. And so the thing that they're working for is to try to get one. And that's the thing that you try to do with them, is you try to impact them and let them know what it takes, how they need to work, how they need to prepare, you know, to give themselves a chance. Because, you know, there are a lot of good players who played in the NFL who don't have a ring, you know. And I've been fortunate to have a couple of them, and but like Roman Pfeiffer, when he came to us, he had been in the league like 15 years, and didn't have a ring, and he was able to help us win a Super Bowl, and that just made his career. You know, the fact that he was able to get a ring. Kind of what I anticipated and what I'd seen, you know, on tape. JJ, the way he approaches the game, the way he plays defense, his attitude, very positive.
It seems like everyone has the next man up mentality. How have you seen the defense respond to that losing?
Well, it's the next man up, you know. But you know, Clowney is a rookie. And he had missed some time, so it's not like he was entrenched, you know. And so you have to have that mentality, because you know injuries are going to happen in the NFL. And so when the injury occurs, then the next guy has to step up. And, you know, we preach that to them from day one, that they have to be ready to go. And when they're in the game, they're a starter. Looks like he enjoyed being out there, which was is always positive, and I think he brings a physical presence, you know, to his game and to the team, which is encouraging, and that's what we want and need, because we talk about being a physical team, you know, and so having him inside in the middle, where you have to be good in the middle in this defense, it was good to see.
How is Wheaton?
Well, Whitney has always been a studious guy. He's been studying our system and trying to get on board with it, and I think he's made progress in that. But the thing about Whitney, I think he played many plays last year, and he was out there all the time, you know. And so when he went in, you know, last week to play, it was no big deal for him. And he did what he had to do to help us win. And so it'll be the same this week. You know, he's going to do his best, and he'll do what he has to do to help us win. Well, I mean, you know, everybody has talent in the NFL. I don't care where you go, everybody has talent. Now, everybody might not have the same amount of talent, and all of the talent might not play the same, but everybody has talent. And so when you talk about comparing this group with another group, I think it's early still, you know, because we are new at this, and they are new to our system. And so I think that you have to let them get their feet on the ground in the system and see how it goes before you start making comparisons with other groups.
Is there potential there, though, to be greater than any other teams that you've had in the past?
I don't know. That's hard to say because, you know, you still, like one guy I used to work with said, dude, you have to have some pelts on the wall. And we don't have many pelts on the wall. And so after we start putting some pelts on the wall, then we'll see how we can compare.
You face a rookie quarterback this week. Do you do things differently when you face a rookie?
Sometimes you do. It depends on what you think, what you think you need to do to win the game, you know, and that's the big key. And so if he's struggling with a particular area, then you try to emphasize that. You know, if he's pretty good at an area, then you try to stay away from that. But that's the same approach you would take normally. But the deal is that a veteran quarterback, he's seen it all, and he has answers for everything, whereas the rookie quarterback hasn't seen much, and so he doesn't have his answers yet. You know, he's got to gain experience to get his answers. And so that would be an advantage initially. That would be helpful.
What about Brooks Reed? He just played the best game of his career. Number one, what did you think about it? And what did you do to turn him loose to make so many plays?
Well, I thought Brooks had a really good game, as you mentioned. But Brooks is another player who played most of the plays on defense last year. He was out there all the time, and you saw that he was a good hustle guy, looked like he was in position where he was supposed to be. Now, he didn't seem to make as many plays last year for whatever reason, but, I mean, we didn't do anything special with him. He has his assignment, and he did his assignment at a high level, which allowed him to make some plays. So hopefully that will continue, and we'll still be talking about him next week and the week after that and as we go down the road. Well, I think my style is to get involvement from young coaches and let them coach, you know, and I think that if they're going to become good coaches, you have to let the guy coach. And so we try to let guys be responsible for their area, have input into the game plan, input into suggestions on the sideline, you know, and then I decide if those suggestions will work or won't work and how much we'll do and how much we won't do. And that way everybody buys in. And I think that's part of the team mentality that we are fostering around here. It's a team. Everybody's a part of it. Everybody has a role, and everybody's role is important. And so when you get guys to buy into that and they know that they're entitled within the system, then they put more into it and it means more to them.
Has anyone ever talked to you about an initial opinion that you've had?
If they have quality points that they can make, yeah, they can talk me out of something, you know. But they have to have done the research and be able to make the points that why this may be better than what I'm thinking.
How is your role different as a defense coordinator now than when you were at Lincoln? Is it a larger role? Is it, you know, about the same? Do you have a little bit more input on certain things in the overall game plan? How do they differ, your two times as a defense coordinator, with Lincoln and how
it seems? It doesn't. I'm the defensive coordinator. I put the plan together. I call the game on Sunday, and that's what I did in New England.